Beautiful day, everyone. Beautiful day. Welcome to the Connect with Kelly show. I'm Kelly, your host, and I am so grateful to be here with you. And a very special thank you to all those who made the move with us to our new BBS radio time slot, which is 12 p.m. Central. We wouldn't be here without you guys. So thank you very much. And of course, always to BBS Radio TV and all my subscribers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm super grateful to have Beth from the Alchemy School co-piloting this episode with me. Are you with me, Beth?
I'm here. Good morning. Happy day, everybody.
Happy day, as Q would say. Where's here?
It's now.
All with you.
It's now. Here is now.
It's now. Here is now. Exactly. You good?
I'm good.
Okay. Yay. Yay, yay, yay. Okay, y'all. This is a super exciting episode for us because, as I mentioned on the last show, today Beth and I are announcing a fun project we're working on together. And coinciding with that, I want to let you know that this is the last episode of the Connect with Kelly show. But I say that with super great joy and excitement because the Connect with Kelly show is up-leveling, y'all. It's up-leveling. Beth and I have created a new show. And we'll be co-hosting together starting in 2 weeks at this same time. But before we give you any exciting deets about it, I just really want to say what an honor and a privilege it has been to ride this Connect with Kelly wave with everyone. I've had so much fun connecting and collaborating and creating with so many of you. I've just had an absolute ball doing this show. So even though this is the last episode, I want you to know that my mission, why I came here, remains intact. And that is to be a catalyst for change. A catalyst for change. I am passionate. I am passionate about sharing my voice as far and wide as I can to help others just lean into and know the truth of who and what they are, what they really are. So as long as there's heart-centered humans out there who want to hear what I have to say, I'm not going to stop. I will not stop. So thank you, thank you, thank you all for being the wind in my sails and for encouraging me to keep on keeping on. I love you all very, very much. And a special thank you, Beth, to you for being my co-pilot these last few shows. It has just been such a kick in the pants and an honor to collaborate with you. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you so much. It's been a beautiful example from what you reached out to me. I'm remembering in August and said, how about if we do a conversation about command language? How would you feel about that? And I just had this huge burst of yes inside my heart. And then the whole unfolding of the timing was so perfect. And then we just felt inspired to keep going. And it's such a beautiful example of how creation works. We just step into something and it unfolds from our own creation.
Yeah, excitement.
Together. Yeah.
Excitement and inspiration begets synchronicities, right? That's,
yep.
I feel like this whole thing has been just a big, huge example of that. Yeah, so I'm just super, super thankful for you. Okay, so Beth and I, we do have inspired conversation on the last Connect with Kelly show. But first, just know that when you tune in next time at 12 p.m. Central, it will be our new show. And it's called, I wish I could have BBS insert a drum roll here. it's called The Truth Project. The Truth Project. And the crowd goes wild. We are both so excited to be co-hosting it together, and we hope you'll tune in to hear what this exciting new adventure is all about, and we hope you'll be just as excited as we are. Beth, do you want to add anything or say anything about our new show coming up in 2 weeks?
Well, I love how it's unfolded from our inspiration. And what I will say about my inspiration for this collaboration with you, beyond how much I love collaborating with you and with everyone who joins in, my inspiration for this focus is, for me, the truth is another word for source light. And I feel like the Truth Project is another name for why we're all here in the big picture, because we're bringing light back to this world by remembering our own light within. And so I'm so curious and inspired, and I feel so just so fortunate to have this opportunity to explore with you and with everyone. Thank you.
Well said, my friend. Well said. There's so much more to be shared. So, in 2 weeks, it's going to be a fun reveal. I can't wait. So, yeah, we'll just leave it at that for now, and that's a little tickle for everybody to tune in 2 weeks. Okay, so I'm inspired to share a fun and lighthearted breadcrumb song that really does personally light me up. It super duper lights me up. The breadcrumb artist is Phil Collins, and the song is Dancing in the Light. I encourage everyone to find that song and listen to it. I guarantee you'll be thumb tapping, toe tapping. Okay, so the lyrics go as follows. Excuse me. It's there in the eyes of the children. In the faces smiling in the windows. You can come on out. Come on, open the doors. Brush away the tears of freedom. Now we're here. There's no turning back. We have each other. We have one voice. Hand in hand, we will lay the tracks because the train is coming to carry you home. Come dance with me. Come on and dance into the light. Everybody dance into the light. There'll be no more hiding in shadows of fear. There'll be no more chains to hold you. The future is yours. You hold the key. And there are no walls with freedom. Now we're here. We won't go back. We have one world. We have one voice. Side by side, we are not afraid. Because the train is coming to carry you home. Come dance with me. Do you see the sun? It's a brand new day. Oh, the world's in your hands. Now use it. What's past is past. Don't turn around. Brush away the cobwebs of freedom. Now we're here. There's no turning back. You have each other. You have one voice. Hand in hand, you can lay the tracks because the train is coming to carry you home. Come dance with me. Come on and dance into the light. Everybody, dance into the light. Thank you, Phil. Thank you. What an amazing individual. Aren't those lyrics beautiful, Beth?
Wow, I am. I'm going to be listening to that song as soon as we're done. I've never tracked it that way. Thank you so much for bringing it forward today, Kelly.
For
It's
sure. I've been
incredible.
listening. Yeah, I've been listening to it for the last couple of days, and just I can't help myself. It just lights me up. All right. Well, Beth and I feel it'd be super fun to have callers on the Last Connect with Kelly show. So if you wouldn't mind opening the phone lines, BBS, we encourage everyone to call. It's my last show after all, y'all. I want to go out with a bang. So toll free at 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Or direct at 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. All right, bring it on. Okay, so Beth, while we wait for the lines to populate, I know we're both inspired to chat Just briefly about how false light uses a calendar new year as one way to create a cultural timeline. And we also want to pull on some threads from the last show. So how would you like to start with that?
Thanks, Kelly. Yes. The premise of this is that that our spirits don't live in time, source energy doesn't live in time. Time is a construct, and we obviously need to learn to live with it so we can sync up. You and I had to both be here on time today, right? Because we're inspired to
Exactly.
chat. So we do learn how to live here in time. However, the tool is to learn how not to be hijacked by time or timeline. So the New Year holiday is a huge one because of the way the calendar of most of the world is synced together. And so everybody, billions of people, I guess, are all focused on the same point. And so it's a natural time when we can get hooked up into emotional energies because everybody's focusing at the same time. So it's a great opportunity to practice stepping outside of that. So I know that you and I are inspired just to chat for a few minutes about some strategies and things that we've been exploring over the last few days, right?
Yeah.
So the one topic that we both were interested in is the whole idea of resolutions at the new year. And the idea of a resolution, even the word resolution is like heavy and firm. It's very much mind energy, like I'm going to make this happen. And so we found a quote from Osho, where someone asked him, "Osho, if I were to only make one New Year's resolution, what would you suggest?" And he said, "This and only this can be the New Year's resolution. I resolve never to make any resolutions because all resolutions are restrictions for the future. They're all imprisonments. You decide today for tomorrow, then you have destroyed tomorrow. Allow the tomorrow to have its own being. Let it come its own way. Let it bring its own gifts." It's a principle we know, and what I've been observing the last few years since maybe 3 years since I really learned about the technology of timelines is to realize how much that habit of New Year's resolutions in our own culture has also affected me, and how much fun it is to observe it and step outside of it. So, I don't, do you have anything to add about that?
Yeah, well, I know Osho advocates, obviously for dropping all resolutions, and just letting life be a natural spontaneity. When we're in the now, that's all it is, right? We're
Yeah.
just spontaneously creating and experiencing. So, as long as we're reflecting on the past, that's what a resolution is. It's reflecting on the past to delineate an outcome in the future. And that's just, I don't know, it's just more construct. Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, I loved the story he told with if you make a resolution that the sun will rise in the west and then the sun rises in the east, but you only open your window in the west because that was your resolution. And I really laughed when I read that story because it's such a good example of how we can trick ourselves into making decisions about what's going to happen and then lose the opportunity of what source creates, which is even more than we could ever hope for in the moment. So I'm going to remember that anecdote of making sure that I always pay attention to where the sun's coming in my windows, I guess.
Yeah, continually returning to the present. Just it's just an opportunity. I think, didn't he say the only golden rule is that there are no golden rules?
Yes, no golden. Yes, that's the only golden rule. Is we have Zosha on the line. Is it okay if I give a couple strategies just to close this topic before we welcome her?
Yeah, hang on, Zosha. Hang on, girl. We got you.
We're
Yep, go ahead.
excited to talk to you.
Yeah, we're
Yes.
excited
So
for calls.
I wanted to share, well, I know you also, we actually talked about this ahead of time a little bit. There's two strategies that I've really enjoyed playing with over this holiday season. And one is something that Ron Amitron from Creation Lightship taught, which is really helpful, of all calendar dates are opportunities when psychic energy gathers, especially big holidays or time changes with the clock. And so he would urge people to step outside of that and don't observe any calendar shifts until a day or two after they happen. So that's just, if you haven't heard that technique before, it can be really helpful. So this year for New Year's, I stepped out and set aside a couple days to like a little retreat to do my own projects, and it was super fun and energizing. And then stepped back into contact and everything the day after. The quote from For the People is to sidestep manipulation, pretend it's still September, December, and wait to turn your calendar forward for at least 2 or 3 days. You'll notice your life appears a lot more harmonious because it keeps you off the timeline that's been prepared. And that's a quote by For the People dot space called Times Square, December 30th. So,
Thank you for the people.
yes, thank you, thank you. I have a story that I really learned something really special about this. I'm gonna save it in the interest of moving forward with the show. So I'm gonna bookmark my story about porch lights for another
Oh,
time, or
okay.
how. Because I really learned something special about getting out of timelines while still doing what we prefer, and how to balance that with when there's routines we do all the time. How do we do it in the moment instead of and keep it spontaneous? So I'm gonna bookmark that conversation. Do you have anything you want to share about strategies for stepping outside of timelines or resolutions or anything else?
Yeah, I don't really resonate with the calendar per se. Each day for me is just that. It's just a new day to create an experience. I still track the calendar to keep up with people and the opportunities that still resonate with the matrix of time. But I just feel like all the dates, the times, the resolutions, as long as we participate with the false construct that manipulates and controls us, the longer we'll continue to be manipulated and controlled. So,
Yeah,
what works for me is when we're in peace energy, when we're inspired, when we're creative, when we're just doing what we prefer, there's nothing to attach to. When I say, I'm talking about the false light, there's nothing that can be attached to that. So, when we're in that peace energy, when we're in our excitement, the source light grows. So it's that's the dualistic nature of it, right? So that's why everybody Q was saying, go within, do what you want, do it, be inspired, be inspired. It's very simple. So yeah, all the construct, just let it go. That's all I gotta say. Yeah.
yes, thank you. The big punchline is in to be in our bodies on this planet, it's important that we follow the energetics of the season, and the calendar doesn't do that. So this is a season for being quiet and internal if we live in a northern climate, and that's the place where we grow our light. This season has the most potency. If we go within, it has the strongest potency. I'm writing my New Year's newsletter right now, and it's about the trees and how the trees in the winter teach us about how to go within and build our light, because their light is so strong in the winter. You can feel it, even see it, because they've drawn it all inside. So That's the value of this season, is to rest and rejuvenate and build our light inside. So.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I do find the winter a great opportunity to grow my light. I love to pay attention to just the intelligence, the energetics, the rhythm nature models for us.
Yes.
And one other thing I'll just add to the whole New Year thing is, it may be called a new year, the false New Year for now. But what I enjoy is the feeling. It's just feeling into the wave of optimism we experience at this point, season after season. And but I'm just particularly excited to be at a moment in our history where we can choose to ride the wave of truth, this wave that we're all sensing collectively. It's just so exciting for me. And I feel there's an energetic shift going on. It's been fun to feel into the frequency shifts of certain individuals. The conversations are elevating, up leveling, and I'll just leave it here. I was heartened to have a conversation over the holidays with just this beautiful family member of mine. She's very attuned to her spirituality, yet I would say somewhat unaware of her true reality of how she participates in false light timelines. We were just kind of shooting the, you know what, and she was trying to express using words how she feels that something big is coming next year, still using the calendar. And she couldn't put her finger on it, but she was feeling things shifting for the better. And that's somebody that's, for lack of a better word, not quite awake and aware that we are. But she if she's feeling it, then I'm super excited to ride this wave that's happening right now, and we're moving away from the time construct. So I'll leave it at that. Anything
Yes.
else you want to add?
I'm good to go. Let's talk to people. What do you say? Let's
Oh, let's do
collaborate.
it. Let's do it. Zosha, my love, are you still on the line?
Yay, I'm here. I am dancing in the light, and I resolve to be now, right now, with Kelly and Beth. Hi, baby.
Hi, Angel. Hi.
Hi, Angel. I love you both. I'm so excited listening to you two chat. What a gift to feel other light chatting about this, chatting about life. It's so really tickles my heart. I'm excited every time and so happy for you both in your new time slot, and to hear what you're going to bring, or continue to
Oh,
bring.
thank you. I just want to mention that what Zosha's referring to is Connect with Kelly has always been before Zosha and Lauren's show, which is Unstoppable Love. So I've always teed their show up, and they go, and I don't get to hear it until it's posted in the archives. So it's kind of a little switcheroo for you. You get to hear me, right? After your
Exactly.
show, after.
Exactly. I used to have to listen to you in the archives because I would get so excited. We just keep all of us chatting, we just ping off of each other. So I would listen before the show. I'm like, I can't do this anymore because my body is vibrating. I don't know what to say as our show would start. So now I get to hear you both, beautiful beings, live. So when you
Yay.
said call in, like, yay, I get to call in. I haven't done it in so long.
Oh
So,
my
how are you
gosh.
both feeling? How are you both feeling? I'm
Right
flying
now.
high.
Yeah,
Flying
I'm
high.
excited. I had to do some command language because I was so excited when the show started. I needed to calm down a little bit. So I had to do some command language to just drop in my body and be in the now moment and calm down a little bit because I'm so happy. Dancing in the light, baby.
Dancing in the light. Go play that song. Everybody played that song and started dancing. Oh man. Okay. That's a game changer right there. And we all stopped thinking at the same time. That'd be so fun. Zosha, you are so loved. So loved. We are so grateful for your
Aww.
call and your gratitude and your support. Just thank you. I love you.
No, I love you. I love you. And Beth, my first time speaking to you, but I love you
I
too.
know.
I've gotten to feel you already.
I know. I feel
No,
like we know each other so well already, right? Yeah.
isn't that funny? That's what's cool and what an honor to be on the radio and speaking is we're just sharing our story and other people get to tune in and maybe like, oh, I didn't look at it like that, or I didn't feel it like that, or she's going through the same thing. And it's not rocket science, really. It's really just authentic experience.
Yeah, just we're doing it. We're doing it together. That's how we're doing it. That's how we do it. This is how
Exactly.
we do it. Yep.
I'm waiting to hear you break out into singing the songs.
Oh, you know what? The Phil Collins song, the Dancing in the Light, Dance into the Light, the lyrics, the way he sings it, when you read the lyrics while he's singing it, it's like I have no idea how he did it. It's incredible. So I encourage that too. Just he's just an amazing individual. So yeah. But I don't
Every
know about
time
that,
I hear
Sasha. I don't know about that.
well, I would love to hear
Yeah.
it. Every
We'll
time you
bookmark
share a
that.
song, every time, yeah, exactly. Well, that'll be maybe at the party. Every time
Yeah.
something's shared, I add it to my playlist. If anyone else is out there, you could just start a playlist, and it's life in, what do you say, life affirming. It's just
Ah,
awesome.
yeah, very much so. Yeah, that's my playlist, a life-affirming playlist. I love it. Thank you, my
There you
love.
go. Now, my
Go
pleasure.
ahead.
I know you probably have calls, so I just wanted to
Did you have
just
something else
share
you
my love
want
with you both.
to share?
Well, I could chat forever, but take some other calls and let them love you as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Zosha.
We'll chat.
Congratulations,
So much
baby.
love to
Have a
you.
good, yeah, my love to both of you. Bye.
Bye. Arrow, are you still on the line?
Hola.
Hola. Hola,
Hola.
Arrow. Estás?
Oh, so I'm not saying goodbye because you're still here, right? It's just
Yes.
a new venture.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We are not going anywhere.
that's awesome. Right. Yeah, because I just got the new time slot right. So I'm pretty happy that, okay, I got tuned in on the first one. I didn't miss it. And but I did, I have my bathroom isn't in my room of listening, and I had to make a little hike up into the bathroom in between shows, and I missed the beginning. So but I don't think you explained everything anyway. You said it was a surprise if I caught it right. What's coming? Is it a surprise?
We announced that in the next 2 weeks will be our new show. So this is the last episode of the Connect with
Okay.
Kelly show, and we'll have a new show in 2 weeks called The Truth Project.
Okay. And okay. Yep. And we'll figure it out then. Oh, I look
Oh, and
forward to
yeah,
it.
and
How exciting.
we'll
And then it's you and Beth doing the show, correct?
yeah, and
Yes.
with collaboration, we'll be inspired to have callers and whoever wants to collaborate with us. We're just it's whatever, just
Nice.
going to unfold
Truth
beautifully.
Project.
It's an extension of
And
the collaborations we've already been having
yeah.
with this
Yeah.
inspiration to really have this special focus. Yes.
I like
But
it.
we will
I like
share
it. I'll
all the
be there.
deets. Yeah, we'll share all the deets in 2 weeks.
Okay. I'll be there. Exciting. And the other
So
thing is, do you guys have contact information on your website? Do you guys give out email addresses or not?
we will have an email address to offer in 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Because I have been trying to contact family behind the channel. And so just so you know, Karen or Bertie and Shane and Robin all have my information, but there's some family information that I'm trying to pass on. So, and I will keep everybody's emails with the same spirit that BBS does. They won't give me anybody's contact information, and if I have it, I won't hand it out either. So I wanted to
Yeah.
put that note in
We'll
there for
have,
you.
yes, we'll have on the new program page, we'll have ways for you to connect with us. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I need to be in touch. You guys were talking about I knew that New Year's isn't the right New Year's date, but is there an did you ever send out a time of what's the New Year's season? When do we experience the New Year season?
Can I take that ball, Kelly?
Of course.
It's something I love to. So here's my experience. There are lots of beautiful cultural celebrations of New Year's all around the world that connect more directly to the cycles of the seasons, which is when a natural New Year would be experienced, is in nature through that relationship between our sun and our earth. So Asian New Year, Chinese New Year is celebrated in early, what am I saying? It's at the, it's early February, around the time when life starts to emerge. First life starts to emerge. There's a feeling of infusion of new life. And then spring, what for the People article talks about is spring in March and April as new a time of new life and a celebration of new life. And then in September there's another shift, and Ramadan is celebrated in is Ramadan in September? Which holiday? There are different cultures that celebrate New Year in the fall. So every season has a time for a natural, different cultures have chosen different feelings. And that's the beauty of just participating every day in nature. And every day we get up, it's the new day. Feeling into our own body when new life. What's your experience?
That's my experience is kind of like March 1st-ish is when so personally my energy, like that's when I come alive. That's when I dance around. Like I'm hibernating like the bear. I've always thought I hibernated like a bear in the winter, but kind of the beginning of March for me has always been my takeoff point. It's like I go through a lot of introspection and I never was good at resolutions because I never kept them, so I just threw that concept out because why? Because what's the point? Because it never worked. I mean, I tried it when I was young and real early on I figured out, yeah, that's pointless. That's just beating myself up endlessly. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I want to so sending off the old show is I've enjoyed it for sure, and look forward to your new show.
Oh, thank you, Arrow.
Thank you
Thank you
so
for your
much.
participation
All right.
and your love. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm always here cheering you on, and I can't wait to get some hugs.
Oh, yeah, and we can't wait to collaborate with you, so don't stop calling.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Arrow.
Bye. Yeah, it's when you live in the now, when there's no time, because it's time as a construct, it's nature. I watch nature all the time. Nature doesn't have a clock. Nature doesn't have a calendar. It just is intelligently synced up to know what to do, when to do, and how to do it. So just watch nature. But when you're living in the now, it's just now. It's just the present. It's pretty simple, right? If we just all get rid of the flipping calendar and clocks, that's my encouragement.
Yes, that's a yes. And
Okay.
celebrate the cycle of life of whatever's happening in nature. People who have gardens and sow their own seeds, grow their own food, have a very strong connection to when the new year is. It's when you put your seeds in the ground, or it's when when you till the soil, all of that. But every moment of life growing has its own opportunity. Every day is a new day.
Yeah, even the your personal experience, you're this your nature. So just
Yes.
take advantage of an opportunity to just feel into that. feel into your cycle of new birth, like you said, arrow hibernating, just feel it all. It's beautiful and brilliant. Okay, are we should we kind of move on? The callers have gone away for just now. Do you have anything else you want to share on that topic?
No, it feels really complete. Thanks.
Yeah. So, last show we were talking about recognizing the difference between source light and false light, which we've also okay, I'll leave it. Mind energy. So false light, aka mind energy. And we've talked about that felt sense, what it feels like to live in the light. Do you want to summarize some of those key points and we can kind of just continue that thread a little bit?
Sure, I would love to. Thank you. The important piece and is the important piece is to recognize that we've been taught and trained that reality is based in our heads, that our thoughts are what's real. And that's been going on for so many eons that until we're shown the difference, and for me, it was until I was told that my spirit didn't live in thoughts and my spirit didn't live in time, that I was extra motivated to figure out the difference. So, learning what it feels like to be in our hearts, as opposed to what it feels like to be in our heads, and then developing the habits to cultivate that shift is what we're here for, what we're talking about, right? Do you have anything? Would you say that a different way? Or anything to add?
I mean, I have experiences at some point I'll share, but I just know that when we attach to a thought, which there's an emotion that's attached to, so when we attach to a thought and the emotion attached to the thought, the feeling of doubt, fear, worry, sadness, anger, grief, on and on and on, any attachment to it emboldens and grows false light. It feeds off it. So that's why stop thinking has just been the refrain for so many years now. Just stop thinking. If we stop using thought, thinking, false light goes away. It falls away. There's no energy to connect to. So I'll just leave it
Yes.
at that.
Thank you. I see we have a couple special callers. I'm going to add one
Oh,
important
yeah.
experience I had this morning that goes back to this process of first we have to go into our heart, drop from our head to our heart, and then build our light. So the command, I command my spirit to move all my thoughts from my head to my heart, happens before, and then feeling like saying that over and over till I can tell I'm in my heart. And then use command language to increase my life force energy. Because if we increase our life force energy when we're in thought, then we increase our life force energy of the mind energy, the false light. And when I woke up this morning, I always do that. As soon as I wake up, I speak out loud and bring my spirit back in. And this morning, I said, I command my spirit to increase my life force energy before I commanded my spirit to get back in my body and in my heart. And what happened is I saw this whole cloud of like thought energy around me
Oh, wow.
because I said it
Whoa.
first. It was
Whoa.
so interesting. It was just like this filtery cloud could increase my life force energy, but I was not all the way back in my body yet. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
The sequence is important. Heart first, then increase life force energy. And it's a process.
Yeah, it is a process. I totally agree with you got to be in your heart center. I've done it the opposite way, and it's no fun.
Yes.
When you do commands from your mind. Yeah, that's another story for another day. Should we, are you good? Do you want to take another call?
Dee Dee. Dee Dee.
From Colorado, are you on the line, Dee Dee?
Hi, Dee Dee.
I am. Hi, Beth. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
And hi, Kelly. I've never talked to you, but I have spoke with Beth. So I just wanted to say hi. I'm pretty nervous about being on this call. And I was just kind of sitting with that a minute. I thought I'm almost as nervous as when I would try to call Q.
Oh, we're just love.
So
We're just love. That's
very
all we
good.
are.
We're all connected.
That's right.
Oh, we love you, Dee Dee. We're so grateful that you called. Just to say hello. I didn't even have to say anything. You're just your energetics are I'm just grateful that you're loving on us and supporting us. Thank you.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm
Do you
excited
have
about
any
your new
questions?
show.
Do you have any questions or anything you want to bring forward?
Well, what you were talking about the light a minute ago, I heard something from Ron the other day. You know how he does this, his weekly post, and it was not the one, the nearest one, but the one back. He said something that I was so surprised because he said, you have to remember that the dark has light too, because it's taken the light from us.
Yes.
And I never looked at the dark that way because I'm always like, you know, trying to stay away from the dark. But he, and I didn't write it down, but I wish I will go back and listen again. And I just wondered, had you ever heard that? And if that is so, I mean, I can see why that would be the trap for us because we feel like it's light,
Yeah,
but
exactly.
not.
Yeah, you hit it on the nail on the head. I just want to clarify, you're talking about Ron Amitron, who was here on this planet and is currently on the I could go in. But anyway, he you heard that from the creationlightship.com, their newsletter. And yeah, the quote I feel is false light mimics source light 99.99% of the time. So you are spot on, and I'll let Beth take this ball and run with it.
I don't have much more to say, Dee Dee. You explained it so good, so well. The another way to talk about it is that the dark is so smart. They're smart. They don't have hearts. They don't have light, but they're really, really smart, and they have all their memories. And they figured out a technology to mimic or clone our light is another way to talk about it. And it's so close. And then they trained us to be in our heads. So if we're in our heads, we really can't tell the difference because it's so close. Our hearts, because our spirits don't think, if we move to our hearts, that's how we can tell the difference because our spirits and source light aren't in thought energy. And they also learned how to mimic emotions like euphoria, happiness, all of our emotions, they can also mimic. However, in our hearts, we can tell the difference. So that it's actually a really exciting journey when we start sharing our experiences. Is that track? Does that make sense how I explained it?
Yeah, and that's the best reminder is knowing when you are in your heart, and when dealing with the light, whether it's, you know, the false light or the true light.
There's a lot of, because it's so close, there can be lots of value in mind energy light. It just can only go so far, and it's always prone to manipulation.
Right, and that's what Ron said. He said it can be of value. And so that, and I just heard this a couple of days ago, so I'm just like, wow, that is a whole nother avenue of me trying to figure this out, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I would, if I may, I'll just add that I was able to discern that source light never talks with you in your head. It doesn't use words. It doesn't judge anything or tell you what to do or, you know, when to do it. It's, and this is a point of distinction I'd really like to make. It's called mind energy for a reason. It's actually energy. And it's brilliant at mimicking source energy by putting what we think, our thoughts in our head in real time. And I call it thought corn. because the thoughts just pop in so fast and so relentlessly, so subtle. But again, as Beth said, spirit doesn't think. Thoughts are energy. They're not real. They're not you. It's a frequency that mimics words, if that makes sense. So here's an encouragement. If you pay close attention, you can track how false light uses something you're focusing on or giving attention to, let's say in a now moment. So very subtly, they shift your attention away from it, from something you're focusing on in the now moment, to something into the past or the future, or both. So let's see if I can give an example. So let's say you're cooking a meal, and it reminds you of cooking that meal with somebody in the past, let's say, and your mind engages with that memory. And the next thing you know, you're not fully present with your cooking experience in the now moment. You're thinking about another person who isn't there, how much fun you had cooking together, what they're up to, how you want to get in touch with them again, et cetera, et cetera. So you can see how easy it is to hijack a now moment by putting us on a new timeline. Timelines are anything that's outside of the now moment that false light can participate with, because false light can't create. It uses us to have experiences. That's just basically what it is. So my encouragement is to pay attention. Attention is like a muscle. The more you do it, the easier it gets to recognize that the thoughts aren't yours, because spirit doesn't think. As soon as you know that, you just go back into your heart. So I hope that's helpful.
That was a
So
beautiful
thank you.
example,
That
Kelly.
is very helpful. I love the real world example. That helped me a lot.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
Or the world example, whatever it is, the human example.
Yes. Dee Dee,
It's
thank you
real.
so much for calling in and for such a fantastic question.
Thank you,
Really
Dee
fun.
Dee. Great to
Thank
chat
you
with
for all
you.
you do.
Thank you. I just wanted to say something else along that thread. I also learned that emotions can fool us. Their false light is very good at effing with the physical body. So it can plant a seed of something that speaks to your heart, that's attractive or desirous to you. And it's good at creating an immediate physical reaction to it, like getting you to think. It's an authentic feeling you're
Yes.
having. And so I know now that why I brought that up is because source light communicates using impressions. It's a feeling that comes after knowing. It's a knowingness that comes through the heart center and is translated through the mind of the body. It's just the complete opposite of thought corn, of information coming directly into the mind. So So source light respects our sovereignty. It doesn't use our mind to help us make decisions or steer our choices in any way. It doesn't direct our creativity. Do you have anything else that you could add to that, Beth?
That is beautiful, Kelly. I'm just mindful of we're almost down, run out of time. We're
Yep,
almost out
time.
of time, and Sunshine's been on the line for a while, so I want to make
He
sure we
has.
have a chance to say hi to Sunshine too. And
Yeah,
Kelly,
before
that
we
was
wrap it up,
beautiful.
thank you. Before we wrap this up, Sunshine, what's sunshine on my shoulder? What's up?
Oh, beautiful ladies, how are you? Hi.
Fantastic.
Good. I just wanted to tell you, I'm so excited about your announcement, and it's going to be very special. And I just wanted to encourage you both that both of you have really spoken into my life and been great resources for me and given me great love. And I just am so excited to see that you guys are going to carry this on and deliver that love to the masses. So I need to get off and get ready for my show, but I just wanted to
Oh.
give you love, 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 much love.
Thank you
Do you
so
want to
much.
plug your show? Give it a
Yeah.
plug.
I'll plug my
Yeah.
show. Whiplash Talk is coming up at the top of the hour, which is 11 o'clock Pacific, 12 Mountain, 1 Central, and 2 Eastern. And I will have Rob Anderson on with me today. So we'll have a lot of fun. So come join us, but don't leave now. They're gonna give you parting thoughts. So
Yeah.
love you
Thank
both.
you. Thank you,
Thank
Sunshine. Have a beautiful day,
you.
beautiful show, too. Yeah, have a
Thank
great
you.
show.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye. Well, we'll put a bookmark, Beth, on living in light, because I know we really wanted to talk about that.
Yes. Yes.
We'll do that. So in the next few minutes, maybe this is a great opportunity for you to share the beautifulness that's coming up at the Alchemy School. What's going on?
Oh, thanks, Kelly. Well, what I'm inspired to, let's see, let me take a breath today. What I'm inspired to share today is that I'm offering one-on-one sessions for people who are feeling inspired to explore their own connection to their light and that transition out of mind into heart and however the symptoms are showing up. I love collaborating with people to help them uncover what might be causing limitation and then open up and increase their own connection to their own inner knowingness. It's my greatest inspiration. And I'm creating some new online opportunities too through workshops that I do here in person in Seattle. So I'll share some of that maybe next time. I'm mostly just so inspired to participate with everyone and collaborate and explore together in this amazing time to be alive.
It's so amazing. And you're amazing. Oh my gosh. Everybody go to her website, thealchemyschool.com. And alchemy is spelled ALCHEMY, thealchemyschool.com. If you're curious and want to explore what living in the light is for you personally, Beth is amazing. She's brilliant at helping individuals do all of that. So, highly encourage everybody to connect with Beth, and she's got a free 20-page command booklet she'd love to share with you still, right, Beth?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And she's also got a, yeah, we'll just say that. We'll leave it at that, right? Anything
Yes.
else you want to share? We just got we got about 3 minutes.
I am inspired to encourage everyone. Thank you for those who caught our new time. It was so much fun to chat today, and I'm encouraging everyone to support our show, our new show. We'll have the live page up in pretty soon here, and continue to collaborate and participate with us. And thank you so much, Kelly, for your inspiration to create this platform and bring us all together. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's been my pleasure for sure. And remember, Beth and I will be back again in 2 weeks at 12 p.m. Central on Saturday, January 17th for the maiden voyage.
Oh,
I was going to see if you caught that.
nice.
Saturday, January 17th for the maiden voyage of the Truth Project. We are over the moon. Or I don't know if I want to use that word anymore, but we're over the sun to dive and delve into so many amazing topics and just the beautifulness that's going to come from conversations and collaborations with all y'all. It's all of us creating the Truth Project. So we really hope you'll join us. And I want to leave with this quote from Ron Amatron. And it's this quote, remember, you have to surrender your mind to any, to, excuse me, let me say that again. Remember, you have to surrender your mind to have any sort of healing because your mind got you into this situation to begin with. Thanks, everyone, for making the Connect with Kelly journey so much fun. It is not with sadness, it is with great excitement, to continue just this journey with everyone. So thank you, BBS, as always. And just see you all in 2 weeks. Beautifulness, beautifulness, beautifulness to all y'all. Have a great day.